That God always knows where you are. Amen. Well, the Lord told me this morning before I got here that somebody was going to be here this morning that's not usually here. And that He has a word for him. And it's you.
Father, we just
thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord says that He has appointed unto you a project. And it's been burning in your heart. And you've looked at it and you've said, but God, that's a lot to ask. But the Lord says, I'm bigger than it. And that you're not to be concerned. And it doesn't matter whether there's 3 or 3,000. It'll be the right ones to hear what the Lord has put in your heart to do. And He says, if you will do that for me, trust in your heart, do not doubt the outcome, but do not look for the outcome. Just look at me and do every day what I have told you to do, and you will see things happen far greater than you ever thought possible. Because the enemy has come and he said unto you at different times, this is not going to work. It's not going anywhere. It's just going to just kind of flare up and then go out. But the Lord says, what I have called you to do and the project that I have placed on your heart shall be a light in a dark place, and many shall come unto me because of it, saith the Lord. Amen.
Come to fruition, and I've struggled with actually putting it into effect and just hadn't done it yet. But it has been on my heart for probably a year.
Well, praise God. Amen. Just follow your heart, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we've got some prayer requests here. We've got Edwin Jackson, Lois Morgan, Mary Ann Caldwell, Betty Singleton, Matthew Armstrong, Jeff Wright. Libby called us this morning, or sent us a text this morning, that she had to take him to the emergency room at the hospital. Panasha, Odyssey Malone, Nicole Haven, Judy's brother, Wanda Cunningham, John Rowe, Tina Kaler for healing, Dimple Buck for healing, Ronnie and Donnie Turner for salvation. I want to thank all of you folks that have prayed for me for the last 3 weeks. I'm actually able to do a little bit with his hand and arm, if I don't overdo it. And then they like us, you know, when we get to a point where we can do a little bit with, you know, what we got. We want to sometimes do more than what we really need, should. Oh, I can do something now, and then, wow, well, here we go. Start out in the morning good, and by night you're saying, just let me sit down and let it all pass. But I'll tell you what, it's humbling when you can't have a hand to do anything with. I mean anything. Someone has to feed you and brush your teeth and all that kind of stuff. But I brushed my own teeth this morning for the first time in nearly 3 weeks. Anybody want to add anything to this? And I'll even try to write it. Anybody want to add any? Yes.
My
Okay, her sister-in-law in Louisville is... Linda. Gladys Crowhorn. Yes.
I just wanted to add a little more about John Rowe.
Okay.
Elizabeth said this morning that two doctors had already been in and done chest x-rays. His chest x-rays may be looking a little better, but still got a long road to go, and she appreciates all the prayers and thanks everybody for his concern. They're having to keep him in a semi-coma state because when they wake him up, he's not responding. Not responding to their request, so they're having to keep him back in a coma. And he's swollen. They've drawn liters off of him, off his lungs, 2 liters off of his lungs. But just keep him in your prayers and Elizabeth and the kids.
Yeah. In case you might not know who we're talking about, if you remember the Nelson family that came to church here, oh, I don't know how long ago, nearly 20 years, I guess. And she was a little girl, part of the youth group, and now she's a grown lady, married, and got 2 children. And John came here a little bit, and I remember him playing drums for the youth group for a different time. Real tall, slim feller, yeah. That's another, yes. Okay, for Cheryl. Darlene. Okay. Heather. Miriam Hughes. Very healing. And I go to Louisville tomorrow to a vascular specialist to see for sure what's going on in this left arm where the blood clot has been. Now, a blood clot could mess you up that much. But, that is?
All right, if you be me and Gail, we got 2 playing sports, 1 football, 1 basketball. Got 2 more we're going to start practicing every day, so we got to work on ways of getting them where they need to be.
I'm going to say, Jimmy and Gail, the Lord will bless your time. I thought I saw another hand. Did I or not? Now let's lift these up before the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you right now. In the awesomeness of your presence, Lord God, in the sensing of your spirit here now, to touch each one, to minister to each one, Lord God, that's here today, and to minister to those that would have been here but have been hindered by some physical situation. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're greater than anything we face. You're bigger than all of our problems. You're bigger than all of our circumstances. You're bigger than any of all of our pain. And Lord, I just lift up these two, you, Edwin and Lois and Mary and Betty and Matthew and Jeff, Benasha and Odessa and Nicole, Judy's brother, Wanda, John, Tina, Dimple, Robin and Robert and Donnie, Lori's sister-in-law, Gladys Crowhorn, Cheryl, Kim, Debbie, Bernice and Shay, Miriam, Jimmy and Gail. Lord God, we know that you care. We know that, Lord God, you said you'd take care of all of our needs. And now, Lord God, we believe. We believe that you're going to be touching these people. There's going to be healings, Lord God. There's going to be recoveries. There's going to be supernatural miracles. There's going to be intervention on your part, Lord God. Things turn around in an instant. And we thank you, Lord God, for all of that. I thank you, Lord God, for being with each of our classes that are meeting now, Lord God, that your presence will be there and that you'll be lifted up. Not only be lifted up, but you'll be seen, Lord God, by those class members. They'll know. Though they may not see you physically, they will know that you're there. And Father, I thank you for being with each one in here this morning. I thank you, Lord God, we're going to receive something that we need. We're going to be stirred up. We're going to be encouraged. And I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for being with our brothers and sisters around the world. Some of our brothers and sisters, Lord God, are facing death. They're just one step away from death. I pray, Lord God, that their faith won't fail. I thank you, Lord God, for being with our nation, for being with our leaders. You said pray for all those who are in authority. And, Lord God, that's what we do. We lift it up. We lift them all up, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, that regardless of what's going on in the natural, you're still in charge. You're still in charge, Lord God, of our lives. You're still in charge of our families. You're in charge of us. And we can trust you. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. Now we ask your grace and mercy, Lord God, to be poured out upon us as we continue this morning. And as we look at ourselves, Lord God, as stewards of all that you've given us, all that you've placed in our hands. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Turn in your Bibles.